I guess I wanted to sort of like clarify projects. You know, like I mentioned a few, and at the moment I'm consolidating everything back to Sarasol.com. I'm hoping to have once I move to Brighton, we're hoping to have daily streaming of like about 3 hours a day. Just me playing music and talking, and just really trying to be tangible and real time. I considered doing a podcast, but I think the podcast is so on demand, and there's a sense that when people have things on demand, that they're consuming them like a product. Rather, I wanted to create somewhere, especially with Sarasol.com, to create somewhere that was like a place, you know, somewhere that somebody went. At the moment, I've also consolidated my entire discography up to 2011, and I've shoved that up on Pirate Bay because I'm like, you know, proper artists get on Pirate Bay. That's a weird thing to say. I had this idea a while ago, which was sort of, you know, people only download music that they're supposed to pay for. There's a sense I got that like by giving music away free in MP3 format, you are almost, you know, that people didn't value it. I mean, I think in the 90s there was this sense of people actually looking for new and different music that was free, and now it's like the only music they look for free is the music they are supposed to be paying for. And I mean, they look for it, but it's almost like, and it's not even publicity, it's the sense in which when you give something away for free, it becomes undervalued. So, yeah, I pirated my career and put it on Pirate Bay, and I did that in November of 2011, and since then I haven't really felt like writing. I'm almost like, well, I've done it now. That's 12 years, I've put in 12 years of giving away music, and I've collated it all, and it has all my mixes and the videos and everything that I'd done until that point. And I just want, I thought that's a final statement for me. I'm not sure I really want to go on really doing what I've always been doing. Since then, so I came up with the idea of the radio show, and then I had a brief period, and you've got the masters to this, so you'll know, and a brief period when I was like, well, I've been very inspired by Madlib for a long time, and I'd come to realise that Madlib did most of his stuff with an SP-303 and an 8-track hard disk recorder, both of which I have. So I was like, well, let's see what I can do with that format. And so the B-side of that cassette, which is the one you've got, is all that. It's all just sampled SP-303 with some of my record collection. And then the A-side, like the B-side's called The Future, and the A-side is called The Past. And The Past is a collection of two pieces, really, which were both based on Apocalypse Now. And that was a reflection, I guess, I mean, the album's called To My Bride. I was really for, it was kind of, I mean, I don't know if you know, I'm engaged to Couture at the moment. And I was kind of like, my past was rocky, you know, in the chemical sense, in a big way. And, you know, like, I wanted to put that behind me. Something I very much identified with psychedelics was that sense of, I always used to watch Apocalypse Now whenever I did a trip. And, you know, things have been weird for years now, and there was a sense that I really identified that journey to the heart of darkness as being a life quest in some way. Anyway, and those were two pieces I'd written a few years ago, at different times, but really summed up my identification with Apocalypse Now. And so that was the past side of the cassette, and then the future was that sense of not wanting to be near a computer, you know, wanting to make music without sitting with a mouse and a laptop, which, to look at my discography, has pretty much all been created with a laptop. And I really wanted to pull myself away from a laptop, so the release is on cassette rather than MP3, And apart from you, I'm not releasing it to MP3. It's not going to be available on the internet at all unless somebody deliberately pirates it themselves. And I'm releasing it on a freeware basis. So I had this thing. I was looking at the price. It was £150 to do 50 cassettes. And I was like, so I should sell it for £5. And I'm like, well, how many can I sell? Should I put the price up? Because I'll probably only sell 10 or 20. I was like, look, I'm sick of this. I've been doing my taxes as a record label executive. That sounds like a weird thing to say, but it's true. And making a consistent loss for years. And it was this constant sense with Unclass Media of like trying to charge for stuff and not really feeling comfortable about it. I don't pay for MP3s. Why should anybody else pay for MP3s? Especially my MP3s. And you know, it's hypocritical. So like the cassette was trying to be tangible, and then I was like, as soon as I thought about pricing it and selling it and like promoting it, I was just like, this begins to feel very, very heavy. And I just didn't feel good. So what I'm doing is, the idea is that it won't be available on the internet. It will only be available hand-to-hand exchange with people. And I won't accept payment for it. But the site is in there, and I've put a PayPal donate button on my site. So it's a freeware release. So it's like, I give it to people. If they appreciate it and want to give me money, that's fine. But I'm not accepting it hand in hand. I want to give away the music, as I've always given away the music. But I want it to be a tangible exchange, where it's like, it's not just throwing it away. Because to me, that's how it felt. Every time I uploaded an album, it was throwing it away. And I've got to this point where I'm checking my stats regularly, and I'm like, this feels horrible. Because all I'm just feeling, every time I check my stats, I feel rejection. I'm like, oh, 30 people in a month, that's just noise, really. I don't know if any of them actually downloaded anything. And it just felt horrible. So a few months ago, I'd stopped looking at my stats and deleted all my links to stats. And then I'm like, well, I really want this to be, I don't know, I just want to give things away and have it be personal, like a gift. Rather than being something that they're stealing from me, have it be a gift. So that was the cassette thing. And then I got the radio thing, which I want to do, which is really just more to connect my personality. Because, I mean, my personality is there in the music, but there's nothing tangible to suggest that that's a person. You know, people might think it's contrived. It's not contrived. I think it really, my music, as you'll know as my friend, my music really does represent who I am in a big way. But I don't know if it's something people can decode. You know, I mean, they listen to it. Do they know me? Do they really get any idea of my history? I think with the carrier wave of like voice on the radio, there's that sense of like you have something to grasp onto. And then if you listen to the music in that context, then there's that sense of like, right, so that's now informing me about that person rather than just being, well, this music's weird. And something I was saying, I mean, I said it on my Twitter the other day. It's like, you know, did Duchamp get complaints that his toilet didn't work? You know, because one of the things I get a lot as criticism is people interpret my music as failed techno. You know, as if I'm trying to do something and failing. Whereas what I'm doing is succeeding at doing something that is not what the people expect to hear. But that's misinterpreted as a failure to achieve something they do expect to hear. So I'm getting very self-centered here, but I just kind of wanted to run you through some of my recent thoughts. So yeah, that's where I am at the moment, and this whole audio email thing. But yeah, do else. I mean, that's really something. You see, I instinctively feel that the sensation I used to have when I got a new identity, which is like, right, buy the domain name, do something, put it up there, then feel shitty because nobody goes. I'm like, I don't even, that just makes me feel terrible as soon as I verbalize it. I'm like, I want to do something with Duels. I want it to be meaningful. I don't know what it is, you know? I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. All right, cheers, bye.